And surprise! Welcome back to Sankofa Sessions. This is episode 2. Surprise! 2 episodes special. If you haven't caught the first episode, please go and check it. It speaks about some pretty serious and important stuff. So, here we are. Sankofa. If you look in the description, you will get to understand the vision behind Sankofa Sessions, but more specifically Sankofa as a concept. It basically teaches us the value of revisiting the past to better understand the present and strive for a better future. And it speaks to me so much. It's quite significant to me, and mind you, I came up with the concept of this podcast last year. However, I only truly understood the significance or tied the significance of the title to what it means to me, right? I was having a conversation with myself a few weeks ago, and I realized that the age I'm turning is quite big. It's quite, I don't know, to me, it's important for various reasons. And I looked at my life at its current state, and I asked myself that, is this who I want to be in 10 years? The person I want to be in 10 years, do they live this life to do, like, the foundation that I'm setting is not leading, or is not, like, it's not giving me a proper foundation to work from. And that's not good, because I have a lot of ambitions, I have a lot of goals, I want to be somebody. And that somebody, even though I don't know exactly who she is, but that somebody requires a lot of things that I don't have right now. And I was not happy about that. You know? Yeah. Let me take you back to a moment in my life where fear almost won my entire existence. There is not a time of which I remember where anxiety did not have me by the neck, where I was operating from a place of pain, where I was operating from a place of fear, where I was operating from a place of things that I should have let go. And they held me back to a lot of things in my life. I unfortunately let them drive me, and I let them form my personality, I let them form my reality, I let them form my perspective of life, how I interact with people, the places that I go, the places that I qualify myself, how, you know, there's a lot that happened in these past 20 years. Oh, wait, I don't know if I said this or not. This is being released on my 20th birthday, and it's so significant because it's my 20th birthday on the 20th of April. Oh my gosh, like, they call it an angel birthday or something. I just, oh my goodness, it's so wow for me. That was so amazing for me. But anyways, yeah, I was delayed, I procrastinated, I convinced myself that I needed more time or more money, more clarity, more clothes, a better background, a better, like, You know. Yes. I don't want to say. At the time, I thought I was reasoning with myself, but I was kind of just really lying to myself because I would tell myself excuses. And to me, at the time, it seemed like reasons. But now that I look at it, it was kind of excuses. Yes, some were actually valid reasons, but in hindsight, no, not really. What I actually needed was firstly consistency, discipline, but I would say the most important thing was a different mindset, because how I approached or how I am approaching certain things right now compared to a year ago, completely different things, completely different mindset, because I am a very stubborn individual. It is one of my more defining traits. And when I have vision, or when I have a certain idea, or when I have a certain vision of how I want things to go, and they don't go exactly or precisely how I planned it out in my head, I am levitating. I promise you, I go absolutely crazy. And it's good to have a vision, but to not be able to see outside that vision. Because, you know, there's certain, I don't want to say roadblocks in life, but not everything's going to work out the way you plan it to, or there are going to be certain, you know, certain things that happen, or certain. I'm sorry. For those who don't understand Spedi, I'm sorry. I just forget English sometimes. But I think you guys understand what I'm trying to say. Like, nothing's ever going to be perfect. So when I'm trying to operate from a place of perfection, mind you, the perfection's coming from my head. And my head is not necessarily the best source for certain things because, you know, it's traumatized. Yeah, I give up. I'm a give up. That's what I always tell my friend. I'm a give up, and she's always, she is always reprimanding me for that. And I don't want to be a give up, man. And I'm trying to stop. I'm trying to stop. You know? So I realized that the person I am today, as much as I've grown, there's still a lot of things that I need to work on to be the person I actually want to be. In psychology, ish, you know that thing where you know the page you highlighted and you can even see the color of the highlighter, but the words you can't see? Because I can see the slideshow, but like certain pieces are missing. But anyway, it's a struggle between my current self and my ideal self. My current self is me today, and my ideal self is the person who I want to be. And for me to get there is going to require a lot of healing from me, first of all, because I realize I am holding on to a lot. A lot. So I need therapy pronto, but I'm studying psychology, so, you know, free therapy. Yeah. And it's gonna require a lot of discomfort because some, you know, the fear of looking stupid. It has had me in shackles for years. I've been trying to get into the content space, but the fear of looking stupid, the fear of being seen trying, the fear of discomfort, the fear of being new. It's just held me so for so long, for so long. And as an attempt, you know, at combating that fear, one of the ways is me starting this podcast, because I feel like it has been a long time coming, but because of the kind of person that I was, see how I'm already saying was, I'm not identifying with that girl anymore, she needs help. But seeing the kind of person that I was, I need to change, and I need to just do, you know. So yeah, why am I like this? Why does this happen? Why are we scared of doing the things we actually want to do? For example, I procrastinated these two opening episodes for so long. I thought of this or challenged myself on the 10th or the, no, no, it wasn't on the 10th, it was, I think, the 8th of April. I am recording them on the 17th. Granted, yes, I was busy, but I could have made time. I actually intentionally was filling up my time so that I don't have time to record these. And it's the 17th. I'm going to release these on the 20th. Gahaf. Surely. Surely, Gahaf. Surely. Surely. I'm not a psychologist yet. We are still cooking. Yeah. However, I have read somewhere, and like this is just also from like general observation, fear is kind of like our brain's way of protecting us. But the problem comes in when the brain doesn't know the difference between real danger and just discomfort. Because the minute something that is not within your comfort zone happens, it's like, oh, I'm dying. Oh, I'm dying. Like, does anybody ever feel that way? Because, yeah, I feel that way. Like, when I say levitating. But I think the biggest thing with fear, or the biggest reason fear comes to, is the thought of like, what if I try and I still fail, or what if I give it everything and it's still not enough, or it's not received the way that I want it to be, or, you know, like, we don't want to be embarrassed, we want to keep our cool, like, we have an image to uphold. And a ish thinking about it, like, from outside the situation, is like, but come on, that's stupid. But I actually thinking about it is like, yeah, no. You know? But we shouldn't conform to that, because, you know, the brain is stupid and you can manipulate it. Fear doesn't just make you hesitate, but it steals stuff from you. Time, confidence, energy, what could have been. Another show, if I can tell you guys my life story, it's just that we don't have time. Okay, we do have time. Listen, if I can tell you my life story, fear has like, life as it is now, I'm living a what could have been life. And one of the things that prompted my thought or this challenge to myself was I was looking back also at the life that I could have lived. And yeah, man. We don't have the capacity. The life I could have lived. Let me be transparent. This podcast is about transparency, and remember, Sankofa is about revisiting the past to strive for a better future. Again, let's revisit the past. Lijuba, that's my name if you didn't know. Entering grade 8, I'm going to be a medical doctor. And I'm going to specialize in either psychiatry or in, obstetrics or in cardiology. Lijoba in grade 10. I am going to be a medical doctor and I want to be in the University of Cape Town. And at that, I'm still going to specialize in psychiatry or obstetrics or cardiology. Lijoba in grade 11. I want to be a medical doctor studying at the University of Cape Town. I'm going to specialize in either psychiatry, obstetrics, or cardiology. That's literally in the beginning of grade 11. I want to be a medical doctor. This is now the end of grade 11. I want to be a medical doctor. My first choice is UCT, ne? But then I also saw like UP, they have a good program, yeah, UP. And no shade, no tea to UP, but you saw how I had a clear goal, I had a clear vision, but now because I'm shaking, I'm now downgrading, not downgrading, but like I'm shifting to be comfortable. To be comfortable. Sharp. Little bit at the beginning of my trick. My first choice is medicine, but like I saw that there's this other program called BCMP, like a clinical associate, so like you can like and then you're basically a doctor, and like there's the GEMP program in vet, so like I can just do the BCMP, and like my first choice ish, I saw also like at Sfakumakhato, and UFS has like this program. You see what now I'm shaking? You see what now I'm shaking? I was scared. Things were not going my way academically. Again, I didn't have the capacity. And I shook. And I let fear shake me down to the bones that I even changed career paths. Today, as I'm talking to you right now, I'm studying psychology. And again, no shade, no tea to psychology. But my point is the principle of the situation. Other people, when the going gets tough, or not even other people, what's supposed to happen when the going gets tough? You sit with the wave and you ride that wave and you dismantle that wave and you hold that wave by the neck and show it who's boss and you get to your goal no matter what. That's not what I did. And hey, akumnandi ngiya pretender guys. I still like. Every time I see somebody in scrubs, I'm so triggered. I'm so triggered. I'm so triggered every single time. And the way it is so bad, I was sitting in cell one day And one of my cell leaders is even studying the course I wanted to be in, MBCH Bikasibele. She was wearing her scrubs, Kasibele. And there's no even shade to her because what is she supposed to do? She was doing practical, so what is she supposed to wear? The way my heart was so unsettled, not in a jealousy way or anything, but I was so not happy that that's not me, or it's not in my near future. Yo, I was so sad that day. I even got to my room and cried. I cried. I crowed. It was just no. But if we look at why, it's because it may have been redirection, yes, but then also I must take a responsibility to say that no, I did not play my part. For me to get to where I am, yes, there were certain things at play, there were things that happened, but I also want to take accountability that I let my fear get in my way. Because things got tough and I shook. I should not have shaken. Wabon. And practically, a way I've identified fear in my life or how fear presents itself is through something called executive dysfunction. I was talking to my therapist about this. Anyways, executive dysfunction can be described as a disruption to the efficiency of the executive functions, which is a group of cognitive processes that require a sort that regulate, or in layman's terms, your brain's ability to control thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. Have you seen yourself having a deadline? You have an assignment, you have two tests to study for, and a practical to prepare for. What are you doing? You're scrolling through TikTok. What are you doing? You are organizing your room for some reason. What are you doing? You're with your friends, but you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Yes, it's scary. Yes, it's overwhelming. But you know that the sooner you do it, the better you're going to prepare. Excuse me. The better you're going to be prepared, and the better the outcome could be. But you're still sitting, and it's not because you are lazy or a half. It's because you're scared. Anxiety. You know? And I know this is easier said than done, but let's work on fixing that, guys. Lina, I had it and I know how it feels. Trust me, I am a person that knows how it feels. But it needs to be worked on because we can't keep on living like this. If you're going to be the people that we said we're gonna be in the future, we need to dismantle these principalities that are working against us. You understand? In the Bible, in the Bible, Tiwa, we are not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So who are we to go around letting fear take over our lives? And if we look at the results of fear, we should not be fearing fear because fear can kill you. And fa ne? I don't want to lie. But we should work on it. We should work on it. In every episode, I'm gonna try and have a call to action. And in this episode, because we're speaking about fear and inconsistency, or procrastination, like all of these things that we struggle with, let's combat them, guys. Let's combat them because it's not like they're helping us with anything. So why are we so not comfortable, but why are we giving them so much power? Surely there is more power within than from the things that happen to you, because these things are, sorry, it comes from where? No. These things, like, they come from somewhere. You know? They developed from something. They don't just happen. You're not born with the natural inclination to be scared. You understand? So, you need to find out. You need to introspect. You need to look within and say, my sister, my brother, are you lazy or are you just scared? If you are lazy, please stand up and go and do what you have to do. Okay, finish the episode. You can even stand up while listening to the episode. Ari, we'll wait for you to get up. It's okay. Let's give them 10 seconds. And you must be standing up. Your 10 seconds are up. You better have standing up and you better have started with what you're supposed to be doing, because here we don't condone nonsense. Okay? It is a privilege to be where you are. Yes, it might be difficult, but do it so you can be somewhere better in the future. Come on, stand up. And if you are scared, you must look where that fear came from, what developed, what caused, what infringed, or whatever English I can use to make it sound fancy. But my main point is, you must find out the root cause of what happened and work towards fixing it. Whether it be through a therapy, whether it be through I don't know, because therapy, I know it's not accessible to most people, excuse me, but you can't just sit and lie like a dog. You're not a dog for you to be lying like that. Get up and do something about it. It's difficult, trust me, I know, but the after effects are gonna be difficulter. So if you don't want to be in a rock and a hard place, please, for your sake, okay? Yeah. It's a very thought-provoking thought. Get it? Because you're thinking and then causing you to think. Please laugh. Please laugh. Did you laugh? I hope you laughed. I hope I made you laugh. But yeah, that was today's episode. Think about yourself. Are you lazy or are you scared? And find a plan of action to work towards fixing. That's what we're doing. We're fixing. We're going to identify the problems, whether it be a lack of discipline, guilty as charged, procrastination, guilty as charged, and then we're going to work on it. Why? We are adults. If you are a minor, you're going to be an adult one day, so work on it still. Yeah, I don't really have anything more to say, except for time to play is not here anymore. Please go and fix your life. Oh, I know how to conclude this. I'm going to sing a beautiful, beautiful song by Msaki that is so relevant to this episode. Okay. Fetch your life, go and be alive. Ain't nobody living out you. We just want to live without you. Yes, so please go and fetch your life. Yes.